peace be with you, sisters in Christ.
今天同一部电影开始。
I'm going to start with a story, a movie.
台湾在1964年的时候拍了一部电影，叫做《女间谍007》。
In 1964, there was a movie made in Taiwan. It's entitled Lady Agent 007.
它讲述七七事变的时候，那些侵华的日军攻陷上海。
So it was a story about Sino-Japanese War in the 30s or 20s, that when Japanese army took over Shanghai.
有一位神秘的黑衣人,
there was a mysterious black clothed person.
他在短短一个月内刺杀了多位日军的高级将领。
Within a month, he assassinated many high-ranking Japanese military personnel, and also blew up some of Japanese arsenals.
日本为了查出这个黑衣人，请出了国际闻名的女间谍，叫做川岛芳子。
So in order to get to this mysterious black-clothed agent, they appointed a famous spy whose name was Kawashima Yashiko, or Yashiko Kawashima, as you might prefer to say it in English.
他一出手就先后逮捕了多位中国的情报人员。
So as soon as she got on a job, she arrested several Chinese agents and crippled Chinese spy network in Shanghai. So then she pretended to be an agent with a code 007. So she was planning to get this black-clothed agent out, this Chinese agent. So there were really interesting stories. So in the histories of wars, there are always stories about spies.
在这个阳刚未重的战场厮杀上面，往往阴谋权术和斗智角力是巾帼不让须眉。So
though in a battlefield, you see a lot of macho acts, but behind the scene, those agents, their tactical acts, they were no less exciting.
我们今天要看的经文，还有下个礼拜的信息。
So today's message, as well as next week's, are all derived from the book of Joshua. There's a theme in the book of Joshua. That is the battle that the Israelites engaged in as they enter the promised land. And how God has led them through this battle, and how God's salvation bestowed upon them.
我们会看到约书亚记第一章，耶和华神交代约书亚进迦南的任务。
We can see that in chapter 1 of Joshua, how God commanded Joshua to lead Israelites enter the land of Canaan.
以及第三章、第四章，以色列人攻打迦南的经过。
And in chapters 3 and chapter 4, how the battle had evolved. So in chapter 2 seems to be a story, a spy story that tactfully inserted in between those chapters.
有人说，这约书亚记二章它是一个自成一格的段落。So
some would say that the chapter 2 in Joshua seemed to be a isolated chapter.
我们看到说，它的开头的前几节跟最后几节都是交代了故事的背景。
So the first And the last few verses are all the backgrounds, provided backgrounds for the story.
然后把人物的对话集中在中间。
And the dialogues of those active roles were all inserted in between.
开头跟结尾介绍约书亚这个人，但是主角却不是他。
So in the beginning, you can see verse 1 mentioned Joshua, but the main character was not Joshua himself.
所以他使用了一种叫做镶嵌的结构。
So this is in literary literature, this is called inclusion structure.
第一节是约书亚向探子下达指令，探子就到了目的地。
So the first verse, Joshua commanded two agents, and the agents arrived at a destination.
然后最后一节就提到说，探子从目的地回到了约书亚身边。
So love, the chapter ended with the agents returning to Joshua and reported to Joshua.
第二节讲到这些探子，探子就有人就向耶利哥王报告这些探子的存在。
So in the second verse, we see that some had reported to the king of Jericho of the arrival of those Israeli spies.
倒数第二节反而就提到说，这些探子回到约书亚身边，报告他们在耶利哥发现的状况。
The last but one verse was about those spies returning to report to Joshua.
我们可以一层一层的讲下去，但是这个故事它整体的结构就是。他从外围慢慢的深入到内心，从内心慢慢的出到外围。
So you can see the structure. It's a well-known structure in the literature.
我们要仔细来看这故事中的人物。
So, but my interest today is focused on the people in the story.
首先是这两个密探。
First, those two agents.
我们如果仔细看，会发现他们的功能和角色都是合二为一了。
And you can see that those two are like in one. They are like perfectly synchronized.
作者完全没有刻画这两人的外形。
And the author did not give any description about these two people.
没有讲述他们的性格。
Not their characters.
他们也没有名字。
They were anonymous.
他们总是异口同声地答话。
And when they answered, questions, they were always in sync.
他们就像连体婴。
And just like, I don't know what it's called, two babies in one.
意思就是说他们的作用跟效果都等于一个人。
And so whatever they did, and their function were all like one.
我们可以看出他们并不是约书亚或加勒这样有能力有胆识的探子。
We can see that they were not potent leaders.
他们在整个情节中先是被差遣。
First, they were just sent out.
然后被追击。
And then they were being chased.
然后被藏匿。
And they were hidden.
然后被迫去听拉合讲的故事。
And they were forced to hear some story from Rahab.
他们作为约书亚的差役。
So as delegates, as agents of Joshua,
他们的角色和性格可以说是约书亚这个人物的延伸。
You could say that they were like the extension of the character of Joshua.
与他们相对的呢，就是耶利哥王和他的军兵。
In contrast was the king of Jericho and his army.
这个没有姓名的耶利哥王和约书亚一样，是位居幕后的战争主使。
And so they were both the sort of the active roles in this battle, the main roles of this battle.
因为他派出的人对约书亚派出的人造成了性命的威胁。
Because the delegates of the king of Jericho threatened the lives of the agents sent by Joshua.
在这里是约书亚的死对头。
So they were on the opposite side of each other.
我们可以说，这好像是两大政权的代理战争，是在这
So you can see that the battle started with those delegates opposing each other. And as soon as the Joshua's agents entered the city,
当下就有情报传到耶利哥王的耳中,
then the message was delivered to the king of Jericho.
让他立刻派出人去逮捕约书亚派出的人。
So immediately he sent his delegates to scout out, to find out what happened.
让决定以色列战争成败的两个代表就面对了保障耶利哥政权安定的一群城管。
So the agents that represented the Israelites authority to protect to be engaged in battle with Jericho's agents.
此时就好像死神在敲门。
So this is like the God of death was knocking at the door.
那这里面有一个永活之神耶和华，两者在互相角力。
Engaged in the battle with the living God.
他们就隔着喇合家的大门展开战斗。
So they started their battle in Rahab's house.
喇合这个女主人，她的身份就像是一个夹心饼干。
So Rahab, she appeared to be just like a 夹心饼干.
Just like
a sandwich.
她在这个故事当中非常活跃。
She was really active in this story. Perhaps the most active play, perhaps most active role in the whole history of Israelite battle stories.
打从第一幕开始，我们可以说作者他要颠覆好莱坞特务片刻板印象地图，十分明显。
So it sounds like a story portrayed by some Hollywood movies.
耶利哥城是战略要地。
The city of Jericho is a strategic, militarily strategic point.
占领耶利哥意味着切断整个迦南南北之间的联系。
So if the Israelites could take over the city of Jericho, then they can cut off the logistics supports from the north and the south.
约书亚从石亭秘密拆派两个探子。
So Joshua sent for two spies from Shittim. We thought perhaps those two spies or two agents could have been really powerful and very active. And they could have some, maybe they had some Chinese kung fu, who knows? They can walk on water, they can fly on walls. And they can sneak into the palace. And they can use their swords to fight left and right. They can kill all the guards. And they can get the information that they needed. And they can assassinate the generals.
盗取地图.
Is there going to be an end to this?
纵火烧债.
So they can burn up the houses and the city.
成功奔逃.
And they can run away successfully.
我可以继续讲.
So he can continue.
但是这些都没有发生.
But none of those happened.
这两个探子一进入耶利哥就先上了妓女的家.
No sooner that they enter the city of Jericho, they enter the brothel.
然后说他们在家睡觉。
And they slept in the prostitute's house.
这两个不成器的探子，行踪不用一个晚上就败露了。
These two useless spies, they revealed themselves so quickly and so easily.
而且全城都听到风声,
and the entire city heard about them.
传到耶利哥王的耳中。
And even the king of Jericho heard it.
这个约书亚记它的希伯来文写成的时候，其实有很多暗讽的伏笔在里面。
So if you know Hebrew, you can see that from the Hebrew words that there are a lot of sarcastic words, sarcasm in this description.
第一节他说，约书亚说，你们去窥探那地。
So the verse one, Joshua told them to go look over the land.
这个窥探这个字的希伯来文本来的意思是那种游手好闲、闲言闲语、到处去打听情报的那种意思。
But in Hebrew, this word, what was translated from Hebrew, it actually means wander about, to go about maliciously, that's a or a slanderer.
这个字同样的用在撒母耳记下跟诗篇的一些地方，我们看到说它的意思是本来是很负面的。
It's the same word that had been used in 2 Samuel and in Psalm. It's a rather negative word. It's a word with negative connotation.
第二节和第三节又有一次他们提到窥探这个字，说以色列人那里来窥从约书亚那里来是要窥探全地。
And the second and the third verse, they also still use that word.
那这次他使用了一个动词，用一个不同的希伯来文的动词 hagar， 哈法尔这个字的意思是挖洞、设陷阱、谋害的意思。
But it's a different word this time. They use the word that means digging a hole.
它这个字同样的，它的我们可以看到它在其他地方也是被翻作这个暗设网罗，这个挖坑。然后找死的这些意思。
In English, it can be translated a snare or a trap, and so it's a malicious plan again.
除了这些之外，作者更说这探子是从石亭这个地方派出的。
Additionally, those agents were sent from the place called Shechem.
这个地方没有给人什么好印象。
And if you know the Bible, Shechem is not a place where good stories had happened.
根据民数记的二十五章的第一节之下，他们说那是以色列人曾经大型淫乱拜偶像的地方。
So if you read the book of Numbers, you know that this is a place where the Israeli men indulged themselves in sexual immorality and did all sorts of idol worshiping.
所以讲说从石亭这个地方出来的以色列人，很可能都是有这些行淫跟拜偶像的前科的人。
So those from Shittim are probably people that had committed those immoral sins.
所以作者一早就暗示我们，这两个探子可别把他们想成是什么大内情报人员。
So the writer of the book of Joshua was trying to hint us that those two agents are not good ones that you might have imagined.
他们更可能只是平常在路上造谣生事，喜欢惹是生非的无业游民。
And they could be those gangsters.
或鸡鸣狗盗的狗仔队偶尔。
Or just people, street gangs.
更夸张的是，在描述探子的行动时，约书亚记还大胆的使用了很多具有这个性暗示的双关语。
Moreover, Joshua used a lot of innuendos with thinly veiled sexual remarks.
第一章说他们是进入到一个妓女家中，在那边躺卧。
The first verse, it says, as soon as they enter a city, they enter into a prostitute's house and lay down.
躺卧这个字在圣经很多地方是跟这个行交合这个字是同义词。
So in Hebrew words, this word is often the same, has the same meaning as the English word sexual intercourse.
第三节又说用耶利哥王的口中说要把那些进到你家中的人带出来。因为他们是要在全地去设网罗去挖坑的。
And so, in verse 3, we read that the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab and said, bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. They were digging a hole.
他们要，本来他这个地方说要他们进入你家中，他这个家中的这个字在希伯来文中是没有的，所以其实他只有原本只有进入你，那后来我们要把家中字再把它翻出来，所以让人就觉得他的希伯来文是非常非常的，有暗示味道的。
So the translated verse says, entered your house, but your house, the part, the two words, your house was not there in the original script, was just entered you. So this is rather hinting.
第四节，拉合甚至回答说，这些人的确是我的恩客。
And Rahab, in verse 4, he said, those are my gracious guests.
但是我并不认识他们。
But I did not know them.
这个认识在希伯来文中，它也是可以作为一个男女之间那种非常亲密的认识的这种关系来解释。But
in Hebrew word, the word that used was like, it's not just she didn't know them, it was like intimately knowing them.
从当初以色列人在读这个希伯来文经文的时候，他们很容易就看到前几节的他这么一种文学上的一种暧昧的用法。So
people that read this Joshua chapter 2 in Hebrew, they could easily get the hint of all these sort of thinly veiled sexual remarks.
反而在翻译过来的时候，我们都把这些字给淡化掉了。But
in translation, all those were lost.
甚至拉合他的名字，在原文中，他都给人一种 能符合他低贱身份的联想。他的希伯来文的意思就是宽阔。Even
Rahab's name could bring people to some really bad thoughts to reflect on her status.
说拉合他这个意思叫做宽阔，这个用在一个妓女身份上是给人什么样的想象？So
it in Hebrew it's called Rahab means wide open. So if a prostitute is named wide open, that it's rather not a very good name.
是给人一种人尽可夫的想象。And
so like it's everyone could be her husband.
你或许会问，有没有父母亲会给孩子取这种名字？
So you may ask, which parent would have named his or her children this way? But then there are some examples.
出埃及记中有一个人叫拿俄米。If
you remember the book of Ruth, there was a woman, Naomi.
她的两个儿子马伦跟基连。She
had two sons. One was named Mahlon and the other one Kilian.
这两个人的名字从字义上翻过来，一个人叫做病夫，一个人叫弱者。
And so one was Mahlon means sick, a person that was sick, and the other one was like a weak insect.
结果这两个人娶妻之后都来不及生子，就分别的就病死了，过世了。
And you know the story. Neither of those sons survived long enough to have children.
真是人如其名。And
so it was, the name was fitting.
那何况拉合这个名字宽阔本身还，如果我们单独去想它，还没有那么负面。So
if you just, if Rahab had not been a prostitute, then her name would not have been so negative.
其实打从第一世纪开始，有一个犹太史家叫约瑟夫。
And actually, in the first century, there was a Jewish historian, Joseph.
很多人从他开始就不断的想要去为拉合的身份做一个比较淡化、比较正面的解释。
So from the beginning, the theologians tried to paint a more positive picture of the character of Rahab.
其中一个常见论述是说，拉合她并不是妓女。
So often they would say Rahab was not a prostitute, rather she was an innkeeper.
就她客栈女主人，就是因为被翻作妓女的这个原文单字，它也有客栈女主人的意思。
So they said that the word used for prostitute also could be taken as an innkeeper.
尤其很多人又从线索中发现，拉合她的屋顶有这些马草堆，房屋内还有纺线这些东西，说她其实是一个有在工作的女人。And
they've also found that in the scripture, Rahab had on her roof stalks of flax as well as cord. And so she must have been in the business of textile or clothing.
她还能够去招聚亲族到她家一同避难，可见她的品性跟她在家族中的声望也不会太坏。
So and she could also she also invited her families and friends to her house to hide there. So she must have not been rejected by all those people.
所以呢，推断她是一个品性正当的旅馆老板，所以明断是非，最后才配被上帝拯救。So
they infer that she was a proper person, and so she knew what was righteous, what was not. Therefore, she was saved by God.
但是依我看。 这样的一个二分法，这样的一种争论的方式是不必要的。
But in my opinion, all these inference or these attempt to portray Rahab in different characters were not necessary.
有一个权威的女性神学家她说，
there was a theologian, a female theologian, once said.
她说。 原文这个字叫 zona， 它之所以可以又指妓女，又是酒家女，又是客栈女主人。Whether
it's an innkeeper or a prostitute, the word used for Rahab，
它之所以可以同时包含这些意思，正是因为在近东的古代，这几个身份通常是指同一种人。Was
the same, and actually in at the time in Middle East, that was exactly the way it was. The innkeeper and the prostitutes were often the same person.
因为他们作为一个旅馆的女老板，常常要接待很多外来的旅客和陌生人。For
as an innkeeper, they had to deal with all kinds of strangers.
通常就形成了一种交际化的性格。And
so they became like a social butterfly.
在一个异教世界中，这种人在本质上很难维持正常的家庭关系和婚姻生活。So
in a world of pagan, in the pagan world, that kind of job could hardly have a normal family life.
考古发现，许多近东的客栈不但龙蛇杂处，而且还提供性招待。So
archaeologists and historians had found that those hotels often turn out to be brothels.
情况就像今天的宾馆一样。Just
like today's brothels.
所以妓女、酒家女、客栈女主人都是拉合的身份。So
whether it's a prostitute, a harlot, or an innkeeper, it's the same. That's what Rahab was.
这些就更加确立了拉合是社会上的边缘人。So
she was like a margin of a society. On the margin of the society.
故事中刚好告诉我们，拉合的家就位于耶利哥城墙的最外围的边上。And
the story also told us Rahab's house was located on the city wall.
从她后来出卖了耶利哥的将士的行为来看，我们可以说她是耶利哥城墙上一朵出墙的红杏也不为过。So
you can see that she betrayed when she misled Jericho's soldiers. You can see that she betrayed her own country. She betrayed her own family.
拉合的名字意思是宽阔。And
so her name meant wide open.
这就成了她妓女身份的最佳注脚。And
that's the best connotation for her role.
有一个学者从文字中嗅出了第一幕的这个故事中批判的味道。
So some scholars inferred some criticism from the first scene.
他们说这故事暗示着这些探子他们和这些妓女有不正当的这个对这妓女有不正当的意图，所以才会一进城就被发现。
So they said that.As soon as those spies entered the city, they were engaged in some sexual behavior, sexual acts with the prostitute.
神因为很愤怒，神要阻止他们，所以就让这个危机发生了。
And God was angry with what they had done, so he set out this big peril to the entire city.
但是故事中却接下来告诉我们说，喇合他藏匿探子。
But then, following that, Rahab hid the spies.
我们不知道喇合动机是什么。
We don't know what motivated Rahab to hid the spies.
我们如果顺着读下来，我们更不加确定士兵会不会听信他的话。
But if we continue to read, we probably were uncertain whether the soldiers would listen, would take Rahab's advice.
毕竟当时一般人认为女人的见证很不可靠。
And after all, at that time, people did not trust women too much.
何况是一个妓女。
Not to mention a prostitute.
但是在悬疑之后，作者连续，就把这个剧情急转直下。
But After a little while, the author drastically changed scene.
把凶杀之夜化成了平安夜。
So it turned a murderous evening into a night of peace.
作者把他在前一幕使用的几个动词，再次的在第五节到第八节之间重复使用。
So he reused the verbs in the first few verses in verse 5 to 7.
这几个字，从知道到躺卧到出去这几个字，不再有任何的性暗示的味道，反而是非常的平铺直叙。
So those words now became a rather direct description of knowing, lay down, or those words did not have the sexual connotation anymore.
作者三番两次说密探在妓女的家里躺卧。
So repeatedly, the author said the spies laid down in the prostitute's house.
第一次躺在他家里。
First was in the prostitute's house.
但是这一次就是在屋顶上面躺在马首堆里。
But now, so the author used the word laid down several times. And the first time was laying down in the prostitute's house, and now.The spies were laying down in on the roof in a stalk of flax.
女主人也三番两次的去吵醒这个探子。
And the hostess also repeatedly went to check on the agents.
第一次是要拯救他们的性命。
First was to save their lives.
第二次他要诉说的是上帝如何将拯救这些以色列百姓的性命。
And second was to say that God, to talk about God's salvation for Israelites.
最后，他要这些以色列人也拯救他和他家人的性命。
And third time, she want them to ask God to save her and her family's lives.
这几组同样动词出现了第三次，就是在喇合的信仰告白当中。
So this is like a proclamation of Rahab's faith.
第九节，喇合对他们二人说：“我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们了。”
In verse 9, Rahab said to them, he said, I know that the Lord has given this land to you.
第十节说：“因为我们听见你们从埃及出来的时候，耶和华怎样使红海的水在你们面前干了。”
And she continued to say that we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. Rahab continued to say.
拉合他听闻上帝的作为，也知道耶和华已经把耶利哥全地赐给以色列人了。
And so Rahab had heard all these, and she also heard that God had already given the city of Jericho to the Israelites.
她表达了当地人们惊慌的情绪。
So she expressed how anxious and how worried the people in the city of Jericho were.
他说，早在40年前出埃及、过红海、打败西宏和噩的时候，耶利哥人早就已经听闻神的作为了。
So she said the people of Jericho already heard the story how the Israelites defeated and destroyed completely those Sihon and Og, the kings of the kings on the east of Jordan River.
我们注意到说，本章最中间最核心的地方是神。So
you can see that the core, the hardcore of the entire story is God Himself.
从一开始的不幸降临到这时候的救恩降临，人的尽头是神的起头。So
from the beginning to the end, the end of mankind is the beginning of God.
拉合投靠以色列的原因，不是因为摩西这个先知的领导多么的英明有能力。
So the reason that Rahab would submit herself to Israelites was not because of Moses, was not because of any of the generals of the Israeli army. Was not because of Joshua.
人类领袖的魅力不足以吸引人归向神。
And as you know, that the, no matter how charming or how powerful or potent a man, a human general can be, it's not enough to charm a person to God.
拉合他说，你们的神本是上天下地的神。
And Rahab said, your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below.
这句话显明了他是上帝拯救以色列人的器皿。
So you can see that she was the instrument of God's salvation to save the Israelites.
这个拯救动机是出于神。
And this started from God.
他要彰显他自己在历史中、在全地、在宇宙中的荣耀。
He wanted to manifest his own glory throughout the entire history.
在古代的近东神话中，被尊为众神之首的那些神灵们，都是具有一个特殊的条件。
So if you read the history of Near East, Middle East, those gods all had one character. Those powerful, potent gods all were revered for one particular character.
就是他们能够去平定洪荒恶水，叫山川或海洋听从他们的能力。
They could calm the water, they could mitigate the natural disasters.
这是一个人们特别畏惧未知的海洋和洪水泛滥的年代。
That was the age that people were most fearful of flood.
这些耕种人们祈求丰收，而唯有这样一个能够平定大水的神，才是具有威严与能力的指标。
Because most people, a lot of people were farmers, and they needed a God that could control the weather and to avoid flood.
迦南的神巴利，他是一个风暴之神。Baal,
the god of Canaanites. Was a god of storms.
传说中他制服了海神亚，然后他就登基为王。
So in their theology, Baal overcame the god of ocean, Yam, and so became the god of all other gods.
巴比伦神话中有一个他们的王叫做马杜克，他在太初混沌的时候击败了深渊的女蛇神叫提亚玛。So
there was another god in Babylonian mythology named Marduk, and he defeated the female serpent god Tiamat.
他就创造了有秩序的宇宙。
So then he established the orders in the universe.
平静风浪与控制大海是只有在宇宙及自然界中掌权的真神才能够做到的事。
So to calm the water, to rule over the weather, rule over the ocean, can only be done by a God who is in control of entire universe. Can only be done by a true God.
这就告诉我们为什么分红海跟过约旦河这样的事情会让迦南人如此惧怕。
So that explains why Canaanites were so reverent and fearful of Israeli God, who had separated the ocean and dried up the water.
因为那上古神话中才有的事情，在他们眼前就像是一个新闻一样的就发生了。
Because all those things that happened that they were told in the mythology all occurred in front of their physical eyes.
以色列人在几天前才渡过了约旦河，像渡过干地一样。那当迦南人听到的时候，谁敢与他们背后的这万军之耶和华神为敌呢？
So the Canaanites heard that the God of Israelites led them to cross the Jordan River, and so who would dare to oppose this God?
但是拉合的信心还不只是这样，知识跟嘴巴上的。
But Rahab's faith was more than that.
耶利哥全城的人都知道耶和华的作为。
All the people in the city of Jericho heard of this, heard of what God has done for the Israelites.
而且他们丧胆。
And they melted, their hearts melted.
但是只有拉合渴望要得到这样的救恩，去跟随这样的神。
But only Rahab sought the salvation.
而且希望全家得救。
Only she wanted this, eagerly sought this salvation, and desired for her entire family to be saved.
这是一个非常有智慧、有能力的请求。
This was a very wise request appeal.
有些学者指出，以色列人容让拉合的这个要求，违背了他们圣战要毁灭当灭之物的禁令。
So some theologians said that the Israelites allowed this to happen and violated allowed Rahab to be saved and violated the initial command to kill in the entire city, to ruin the entire city.
所以这故事一定是虚构的。
So this must have been not a true story.
但是我认为正是因为这个情节这么的不寻常，又被记载下来，才显现它的真实性。
But I think it was this the unusual development that made this story more truthful than all the others.
有学者注意到拉合这边说，我以恩慈待你们，你们也要以恩慈回报我们的这个语言。
So if you read the story in this chapter, Rahab said, I've shown you kindness, so must you also show me kindness.
他这个用恩慈对应恩慈的这个条件以及要求凭据的方式，完全符合古代人们缔约所使用的外交语言。
This is completely consistent with the dealings.Diplomatic dealings back then at the time.
在这个故事里，妓女表现得不像妓女。
And in the story, Rahab, though she was a prostitute, but she did not act like a prostitute.
以色列战士表现得不像战士。
And the soldiers of Israelites did not act like the potent soldiers.
间谍不像间谍。
Spies, those two agents, they were not like spies.
人类角色的刻板印象完全被颠覆了。
So all those characters understood by human minds were completely turned over.
但上帝就在这里显明，他还是那位上帝。
But through all these, God revealed Himself as the true God.
拯救了探子的表面是拉合。
So on the surface, it might appear that Rahab saved those two agents.
但背后是上帝的手。
But behind the scene.It was God's fingers.
拉合他听闻救恩之外，他更渴望救恩。
So after she had heard the salvation story, Rahab longed for the salvation even more.
弟兄姐妹们
，sisters and brothers，
我们如果珍惜救恩
，if we treasure salvation，
我们以救恩为荣
，if we regard salvation as an honor，
我们就会去传
，we would preach the salvation，
我们会去求
，we would go after it， we would seek， we would appeal for it。
反而，如果我们以福音为耻，我们就会羞于开口。
On the other hand, if we feel ashamed of the gospel, then we would not open our mouth to preach them.
我们不敢张口要求恩典。
We would not open our mouth to ask for the grace, the mercy.
过去这个礼拜是感恩节假期。
So last week was the Thanksgiving holiday.
我也受邀到一个会友家中吃饭。
I was also invited to a church member's house for dinner.
我在出发前的时候还忙着写一个奖学金的回函，有好长的问题要写。
So before I went to dinner, I had to finish finish a form for my scholarship.
我到了之后呢，大家都吃完了。
So I was late for dinner, and when I arrived, most of people already ate.
但是感恩节的饭菜就是特别丰盛。
But you know, for Thanksgiving, there's always a lot of food.
所以我到时候食物还有很多。
So there was still plenty of leftovers when I arrived.
在茶余饭后就高谈阔论。
So you can see, you know that after dinner, people talk.
有一个爸爸他就在人群中激昂的高谈阔论。
So one of the fathers was boasting.
他说。他看到人家的小孩是怎么样的，靠背景、靠资质、靠努力上了哈佛、耶鲁这些常春藤的学校。
So he said, he saw other families' children enter those Ivy League schools like Harvard and Yale.
还有另外一群人围在沙发边就谈论房地产的投资。
And some other were engaged in dialogues in conversation about.Investment in real estates.
他们说芝加哥现在郊区的那些 condo 不能买了。
They said it's too late to buy those condos in suburban Chicago area.
不是太晚不能买，是说根本就是不值钱了。
And oh, it's not too late. It's not worth investing money in those condos.
然后又在那边分享说，芝加哥有现在有一个有名的大药厂，它已经分家了，还有另外一个食品工厂也要分家了。
And so they said one of the large pharmaceutical companies outside of Chicago is going to be split, and another food company also was going to be split.
我就边听，但是也插不上话。
So I sat there and I couldn't really insert myself into the conversation.
不一会就有一男一女两个年轻小伙子上来跟主人说。
So after a short while, there was a couple, a young.Man and a woman came to the host.
说不好意思，我们先回去休息了。
And said, "Sorry, but we need to excuse ourselves. We need to go back."
我们这样等一下半夜早起才能够去排队排黑色星期五。
Because we need to go sleep early so that we can join the line for Black Friday tomorrow early.
那男生说，我女朋友没见识过，我想带她去看一下。
And the man said, my girlfriend had not seen the excitement of Black Friday, so I'm going to take her to witness this, to experience it.
我从他们的神情一看就知道，他们大概是从中国初来乍到的学生。
So I look at them. I notice that they must have been from China, just new students from China.
我就想说，那就见识见识吧。
Then I thought, well, maybe.You should experience it.
然后这两个人走后，就一群人开始讨论。
So then, as soon as those people left, then all these guests engaged in a conversation.
说那他们是要去买什么
？About what they were going to buy.
今年有什么好的折价呢
？Is there any good discount, good bargain this year?
那我对他们前面的话题都没什么感兴趣，但是这个部分我倒了解一些。
So I didn't really.Have much interest in those real estate investment or the kids going to Ivy League schools, but on this shopping, I had some information. I know a little bit.
Because I'm also a very 精打细算的学生
I also I'm a student, I don't have a lot of money, so I have to be very careful about my spending.
但我其实想给他们换一个话题。
But I was trying to change the topic of the conversation.
我就说, 只要你们懂得怎么在网络上平常去搜寻特价的东西, 其实不用在这个时候赶那个星期五的特价。
Actually, I was trying to change the topic of conversation, and I tried to tell them that you don't need to go spend your time lining up for Black Friday. If you know how to shop online, you could save a lot of time and get a lot of good bargain.
这样一来，他们又围着我说， 那你知道怎么在网络上买便宜东西啊？
Then as soon as I said that, they cornered me and said, what do you do? Where do you get these online bargains?
然后这些网络上有什么好东西可以买的？
So are there any good bargain, any good things, any worthy stuff that you can get online?
这样一顿饭我吃完回去以后就觉得有点空虚。
So after I went home, I felt really empty-hearted.
我跟我的神学生的朋友抱怨。
So I told my friend, who's also a seminary student.
我说我是个神学生，为什么他们来问我，不是想听我讲神学呢？
So I said, I'm a seminary student, but when they talk to me, they had no interest in God.
为什么不想，不是来听耶稣呢？
They didn't want to hear about Jesus. They didn't want to hear about Christian faith.
我们在这感恩节的饭中，不是应该向耶稣感恩吗？
So in Thanksgiving dinner, at Thanksgiving dinner, shouldn't we give thanks to the Lord?
耶稣也有被受邀在我们当中吃这顿饭吗？
Was Jesus invited to this dinner?
还是耶稣他其实已经在黑色星期五人群中先排队了呢？
Or was Jesus on the front of the shopping line?
他是为了要在12点 Best Buy 开门的时候去抢一台 249块的华硕平板电脑吗？
Did Jesus want to get that tablet computer by Asus from Best Buy sold at 250? Did he want us to do that?
马太福音18章20节说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。If
you remember in the book of Matthew 18:20, it says, "For where two or three together in my house, there am I with them."
那两个要去见识黑色星期五的学生，我相信他们当然还不是基督徒。And
I'm pretty sure those two students were not Christians yet.
所以其实我说没有什么好责怪的。And
you can't blame them.
但是问题就是我们这些要为神征战的子民，没有心智去过一个圣洁有意向的生活。But
the problem is that us Christians were not determined to live a life that's worthy of our calling.
我们用一个教会里面的话说，就是我们竟然这么容易就把这些好不容易请来的慕道友给放走了。And
so in our Christian language, we say we made big endeavors to invite those people, and yet we let them go so easily.
如果在这感恩节，我们基督徒能够给予外面年轻人的，就只是一顿免费的大餐。
If the only thing we could offer to those seekers, it's just a free dinner.
那人们来捡完这边捡完便宜之后，
then after they have enjoyed the dinner,
那他们当然要再去外边去卖场，捡黑色星期五的便宜哦。
They will go after more bargains from the market.
罗马书14章17节的经文就提醒了我。
So I was reminded by the verse in Romans 14:17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
It says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我就检讨自己是神学生。
So I reflected on myself, I re-examined myself as a seminary student.
我在这天感恩节也是只想到去白吃白喝。
So on the day of Thanksgiving, all I could think of was also just to eat and drink freely.
我没有想到说我其实要可以预备好自己去这个家中来做一些不一样的见证。
I was not prepared to enter that house, to go to that family, to give a good testimony.
反而我期望说这个家里面已经预备好让大家一起做见证，这是不正确的。
So on the contrary, I was expecting this family to have a testimony for everyone, and that was wrong of me.
所以这个是我们教会集体的软弱，要到主面前寻求他的怜悯。
So this is my weakness. This is our weakness, our church's weakness. That we need to ask God for His mercy and His forgiveness.
我们看到约书亚记这个故事中，探子两次要求拉合不可以泄密。
So we can see through the story of the spies and Rahab, the agents twice asked Rahab not to expose them.
对这两人来说，赶快逃离耶利哥城保命才是最重要的事情。
To these two agents, the most important thing to them was their own lives. They wanted to get out of the city of Jericho so that they could be safe.
这是人之常情。
And of course, this is natural.
但是拉合他太有准备了。
But Rahab was well prepared.
解经家发现
the theologians, they found out.
他们发现拉合在跟士兵还有探子说话的时候，他所使用的希伯来文都是命令式。
That when Rahab was talking to the Jericho soldiers and to the Joshua's spies, her tone was commanding.
他说：“你们快出城去追那些探子。”
She said, "Go out, go after those spies."
这探子又说：“你们到山上去躲藏三天。”
And she also told the agent, "Go hide in the mountains for 3 days."
反而这些探子回答的时候，他们的对话都是直陈式。
And in contrast, the agent's response were all just simple narratives,
indicative. 这显示了拉合他彻底掌握了对话主动权。
So you can see that Rahab took a proactive role, was in control.
更夸张的是
，more exaggeratingly.
拉合不但知道怎么样去藏人，
Not only that she knew how to hide those agents,
她对调虎离山的间谍谋略也颇有一手，
but she knew how to divert those soldiers.
她还懂得近东缔约的语言，外交语言，
and she even sound familiar with the diplomatic terms.
她还可以反过来跟以色列人传讲神学的历史，
and she couldturn around and preach to the Israelites about their theology.
最后我们发现他连对耶利哥内部军事的情报动向都了若指掌。
She even knew all the details about these military plans of the Jericho king.
难怪有一次唐崇牧师在讲拉合的经文的时候，他说
No wonder once Reverend Stephen Tang said,
他说：“这女人的智慧远胜过这几个密探和耶利哥王啊。”
So this woman Rahab was smarter, wiser than the king of Jericho and the spies of Israelites.
她不做外交家太可惜了。
She should have been a diplomat.
但是如果拉合的智慧、勇气和信心都是凭空的
，But you can see that if her wisdom, her courage and faith were just rooted in the air.
那这故事就没有什么我们可以效仿的。
Then there's nothing for us to learn from this story.
因为太不真实了。
Because it was so surreal.
但是经文里面有线索可以告诉我们。
But through the scripture, we can decipher.
拉合他今天能够一战成名。
The reason that Rahab could be kept in the scripture.
来自一种他长期的谨慎的去抓住上帝普遍恩典的一种感恩的生活态度。
It's because she had an attitude. She proactively go after God's common grace. It's an attitude of thanksgiving.
她虽然经营龙蛇杂处的旅店
，though she was in a business of dealing with all different kinds of people，
被视作一个拜德的妓女。
And it was an immoral prostitute.
但她也没有自甘堕落。
But she did not want to let her life ruin herself.
没有去怪罪环境。
She did not blame it.
她反而能够因此去听到各种五湖四海的江湖传闻。
But rather, she learned from all the stories that she heard.
甚至有这机会听到耶和华的奇妙作为
，and heard of God's miraculous deeds。
所谓听到先于信道。
So, that's what we said. You must hear before you have faith.
你信道先于行道。
And you must have faith before you can act.
第二是拉合他屋顶上面的，真的是这些麻结，说明他是一个有在纺织的妇女。
So the stalks of flax on Rahab's roof actually says that she actually was engaged in textile.
如果她平常没有去勤奋地做这些事情
，If she did not do these things,
她的屋顶上是不会有这些麻结，刚好可以用来藏匿。
She would not have had the stalk of flax to hide the agents.
就连她要上屋顶这个动作都会引人的怀疑。
And she would even raise doubts as she walked up to the roof.
但是她就是因为她常常做这些事，所以她今天能够有这个准备。
But since she was in a business, she did those. She did walk up to the roof often to get the stalks of flax, so her action would not raise any doubts.
第三个，拉合抓住神恩典的线索是，他城墙上，他住在城墙上，他面对城外的窗户。
The third point is that, she lived in a house, situated on the wall of, the city.
他天天有机会观察。耶利哥的城外的守备状况。
So she had the opportunity to observe, all these different, planning military, dispositions.
她或许因为常常在窗边这样观察，所以知道耶利哥士兵的行踪。
So because she had time and opportunities to make all those observations, that's why she knew all the details of the military. Movements.
甚至可以透过这个窗户去观察城外约旦河边的地形，知道哪里可以适合藏匿人们。
And she would even know where to hide those agents.
甚至也是透过旅客的情报来问到这些问题的。
Or perhaps through the guests.
最后我们发现，探子让拉合用来系在窗边的这个红线。
And then we found out that the scarlet cord used. On the window.
它不是探子预先预备好用来测应的信号。
It was not something that the agent had prepared beforehand.
是拉合要放他们从城墙下去的时候，探子临时注意到，让拉合去做这件事的。
It was something that they discovered on the spot.
这个红色的绳结正好对应了以色列人出埃及时候涂在羔羊上的那个红色的血。
This is a good reflection or a good contrast of the lamb's blood on the gate of Israelites' Exodus.
是将避开杀戮，得到耶和华拯救的记号。
And this is this symbolizes the salvation from Jesus Christ.
这羔羊的鲜血又预表了耶稣基督在十字架上面舍出鲜血的救恩记号。
The blood of a lamb is a symbol.Of Jesus' blood on the cross.
有些人不知道耶稣这个名字原本来自希伯来文。
Some people may not know Jesus. The name Jesus came from Greece. It's a Hebrew word.
耶稣这个字在希伯来文里面叫做 Yeshua.
In Hebrew word is called Yeshua.
就是约书亚的意思。
Is Joshua.
就是耶和华拯救的意思。
Is Jehovah saves.
所以犹太人他们今天仍然照希伯来文的方式叫耶稣，称呼耶稣叫做耶稣啊。
So the Jewish people still call Jesus, Yeshua.
这个字叫做耶和华拯救。
And this means Jehovah saves.
那是因为我们在这故事中看到真的是耶和华拯救。
And through this story that we read today, we know clearly that. God saves.
这个探子系在窗户上的东西，它希伯来文叫做它的意思是一个绳结，在希伯来文这个字跟希望、盼望还是同一个字。
So the scarlet cord, that actually in Hebrew the word for the scarlet cord is the same as hope, and the same for as hope.
这个巧合让我们发现拉合系在 窗边的还是一个红色的盼望。
And coincidentally, is a hope in red.
第十五节，这章第十五节指出，喇合的城墙位于喇合的家位于耶利哥的城墙边上。
So in verse 5, we see that Rahab lived, the house she lived in was part of the city wall.
所以她可以从这个城墙边的窗户把探子给放出城。
So she can let down those two agents through the city wall.
但是你有没有想过，这个城墙在几天后就倒塌了
？But can you believe? Can you imagine that the city wall actually was ruined in a few days, broke down?
探子让喇合在他们家里把一家大小都藏进来，而这个城墙在倒塌的时候，他们全家是得救的。
And Rahab and her entire family was saved even when the wall was crumbling.
这真是一个奇迹。
That was a miracle.
在那个将衰残的耶利哥城墙上。
So in this, the wall of Jericho that was to be ruined.
这个迦南的妓女像是一朵出墙的红杏。
And this prostitute Rahab was like an apricot, like an unfaithful wife.
但是这是从人的眼光看的。
But that's from a man's point of view.
他在耶利哥城墙倒塌的时候被上帝连根整株的救拔起来。
She was saved. She was saved in her entirety through all these ruins.
而且加强在以色列救恩的谱系上面。
And she played a big role in the historyof salvation of his of Israelites.
不但约书亚记六章后来就继续的提到喇合得救的经过。
So not only that we read about Rahab's salvation in the subsequent chapter of Joshua, like in chapter 6.
在新约马太福音的第一章更提到喇合他在救世主荣耀的家族中的一个地位。
We also found her name.In the New Testament, in Matthew 1, verse 5.
马太福音一章五节说，喇合给撒门生了波阿斯。
And so in Matthew 1, verse 5, we read Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab.
那从波阿斯，又从路德生了厄贝德。
Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth.
厄贝德生耶西。
Obed, the father of Jesse.
耶西生大卫王。
And Jesse, the father of King David.
大卫就生了所罗门。
So King David was the father of King Solomon.
马太福音一章十七节说，这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫一共是十四代。
So if you continue, verse 17 says there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David.
从大卫到被掳到巴比伦的时候又是十四代。
From David to the exile to Babylon, 14 generations.
从被掳到巴比伦的时候到基督也是十四代。
And 14 generations from the exile to Christ.
这就是喇合在他生命中美好的见证，以及他与基督美妙的连结。
So that's how Rahab made the wonderful connection with Christ. That was the good testimony.
我今天的结论就是，愿我们都能够向喇合学习，向他学习他的智慧、勇气与信心。
So to conclude, my message is to say that I hope that we would all have the wisdom, the courage, and the faith like Rahab.
无时无刻活出并传讲神在我们生命中美好的见证。
So we can live a life worthy of our calling to preach God's salvation and bear good testimony for Him.Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for the message that Brother Cho brings to us.
让我们也有喇合那信心。
hope we will have the same faith as that of Rahab, so that we can be the instrument that God can use. Please open the red hymn book and turn to 316. Have faith in God.